Loughborough, J.N. McClure, Brother. Owen, Brother. Battle Creek, Michigan, December 10, 1889. Dear Brethren Loughborough, McClure, and Owen, I send this communication for either Brother Owen or Brother McClure to read. Slowly, distinctly, to Elder E. P. Daniels and his wife, if she is well enough to hear it. I think that something must be done to protect our people from this scheming propensity of Elder Daniels. God holds those who know his weaknesses and his past mistakes as accountable for the protection of the flock of God. The enemy comes in like a flood and tempts the poor soul. He makes him see everything in a perverted light. He has studied the human influence that one can exercise over another, and I fear it will yet result in the loss of his soul, for many account this as the great power of God. I have had this matter so opened before me that it causes me to tremble every time he seems to have influence over the congregation. For I understand that when he is not under the special power of the Spirit of God, when he has separated his soul from God by an unchristlike action, then he relies upon his own human influence to work upon minds. I am thoroughly distressed when I see churches so fascinated with the man. I know their minds do not see as God sees, else they would not lean upon the man and praise the man and want that man to draw a congregation. And yet the outsiders who are gratified to listen and will come out and swell your congregations are 5,000 converted in a day by the great power of God. How long will this unsanctified admiration last? How long will men and women lean on a broken reed? How long will they be moved in their feelings by a human influence, and then afterwards despise themselves for being thus affected? I am pained to the heart over these things. I am so burdened sometimes, it seems as though I should die. I mourn because of the want of discernment among our people, that they extol the man, that they cannot discern that there is opened before every soul who believes in Jesus Christ a source of power that is without limit. They need not wait for grace to come through Elder Daniels or any living mortal. They may come to the living waters themselves and drink again, and their thirsty souls be refreshed. Elder Daniels is not the fountain. He is not the wellspring of life. Let not any man then look to any other human source, but seek God for ourselves while he is to be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, 7. In this case, as well as every other case, be kind, be considerate, be meek, be plain and yet guarded. Reach out and deal with souls as Christ's property, as the purchase of his blood. Let love and the tenderness of Christ come into your souls. Sister Daniels said that brethren in Oregon, I think it was Brother Fulton, after Brother Daniels had preached a discourse, made the remark to him, Daniels, that was a powerful discourse you gave today. The Lord gave you his power and spirit. Did that brother think that God prompted any such utterances? No, no. The less of such talk, the more safe the minister, the more safe the flock of God. When in Fresno, they were urging Elder Daniels to continue his labors among them because he could get out or draw many outsiders. Did they depend on God or on the man? Well, well, this is all over. Men leaning on broken reeds rather than on the living God. But do not show any weakness or be talked down, but be gentle, be kind, plain, and decided. I must close, for I have been very hard at work today since 4 o'clock. Pray much. Walk humbly with God, and do not trust in your own human power, but trust in the Mighty One of Israel, who will be to you a present help in every time of need. Yours with much Christian sympathy. Postscript. I do not wish this testimony to go into Brother Daniel's hands, if he acts with it as he has with the letters I have written him, telling plainly what the Lord has shown me. He cannot be trusted with it. He will misread, misapply, misinterpret, and the devil will stand close by to help him. Cannot the people see the way he treats reproof, that the Lord is not with him? He rails out against the testimonies, which is railing out against and despising the Lord who has given me my work. He knows not what manner of spirit he is of. I want Dr. Burke and some of our responsible men to be present to hear the reading of this testimony, if you think it advisable. But do not let it go out of your hands. Write me in regard to the matter.